Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church, and watch out, the truck caravan driving next to you on the highway. It very well could be run by computers, and it's pretty neat. All the automatic, the computer-driven cars that Google and other companies in Europe, around the world, have been experimenting with now for a few years. They've moved into the trucking industry and into shipping so that international shipping cargo ships leaving a harbor in Japan and headed to Los Angeles will traverse the Pacific Ocean without a captain, without a crew. It's all astounding. And the truck convoys, similar to military convoys, the truck convoys, when the lead truck breaks, if there are three, four, five trucks in the convoy, they will all break at the exact same time, which will, of course, increase safety and throughput on our highways. So it's all coming. We mentioned, I don't know how long ago it was, half a year ago, that truckers, people thinking of going into the trucking business, should consider that by 2020, automated trucking is going to be a reality. And within not too many years, you might have a job riding along on a truck, but you won't be the driver. You might be involved in unloading the truck, but that's not very likely either. So our lives are changing in a big way, in a huge way. Okay. Now, I'd like to play some audio from a caller from Canada. And it's a bit embarrassing because, like other voice messages that were left for us here at Bob and Yurt Live, she doesn't sound like she's got it all together. But you know what's interesting? Over the years, people who were angry at this show, and we've heard their testimonies on the air for 25 years now, people who were angry were listening. They were listening, and they started to think. And the Holy Spirit was able to work on their heart and their mind. And some, in fact, many, have come to the Lord. And so there's hope for this crazy woman from Canada. And you will hardly be able to tell what she's saying because, well, aside from the fact that she's drunk, she's listening to the show, Bob and Yurt Live, in the background, and she has the volume way up. So you're not going to be able to understand it right away. Maybe we'll play it a couple times. But then also, we'd love to take calls from people who this program has made an impact on. Our phone number, 1-800-8-N-YARDS, 1-800-836-9278. And our 25th anniversary is coming up in May. We have our Friday night, June 3rd, Shanahan Steakhouse Founders Club dinner. It's going to be fabulous. And the next day, Saturday, a picnic celebration at Denver Bible Church. So hope you could come out for that and then church on Sunday. All right, so we got the audio from this caller. Very hard to understand. And it's all the way from Canada anyway. So let's hear this gal and pray for her while you're hearing this.
Yes, my name is Peggy and I live in Tennessee. You, Mr. Enyart, are a friggin' idiot. God, how stupid could he be?
Okay, so let's play that one more time, and we already got a call coming in, so let's play that again, and then we'll take the call, right? But I think I hear her say, she's from Canada, I'm an idiot, you should die, which is typical. Liberals, they're the beautiful people. They believe in free speech, tolerance, diversity, love everyone, don't judge. And this is typical. I mean, over the many, many years, this is what we've gotten 100 times over. Let's hear it one more time, then we'll go to the phones, 1-800-836-9278.
Yes, my name is Peggy, and I live in Tennessee. You,
right. So, you know, you should die. That's tragic, right? That's sad that people say that to one another. There's a question of the threats that we've gotten many times. I mentioned recently, like, some people collect baseball caps. We collect restraining orders here. Restraining orders. I mentioned we were going for another restraining order just a few weeks ago. And I didn't give details, or at least not many details. But in that case, the court issued two restraining orders that we had requested and then made them permanent and made an arrest in that case. And so there's been someone in jail now for, what, a month in that case. There are other restraining orders, there are arrest warrants, because the beautiful people who disagree with the conservative Christian biblical worldview, the beautiful people get very angry, as you could hear in that gal's voice. We often don't do shows where we give out the number, but if you're inclined to call in, and perhaps that gal, we don't know her name, do we? Did she leave her phone number? Did she leave her name? We don't know her name. We don't know her phone number, but she's from Canada. Besmirching the whole country of Canada. She's probably from New Mexico or some other country. Okay, we got a 1-800-8-N-YARDS, 1-800-836-9278. Let's go to New Orleans, Louisiana. Derek, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing great, sir. What's up?
Well, first of all, I understand you're having your 25th anniversary, is that correct, of your ministry?
Yeah, that's right. We're so thrilled, Derek, and we're going to have a dinner at a Denver Shanahan Steakhouse, a Saturday picnic at Denver Bible Church, and Sunday morning church. It's going to be great.
Wow, that sounds great. I tell you, if I certainly would be there. Of course, I live all the way down south on the Gulf Coast of New Orleans, Louisiana, down here. So
yeah,
it'd be quite a feat to get all the way that far. in June, but just know I'm there. I'll be there with you in spirit. That's for certain.
Well, that's encouraging, Derek. Thank you.
And just, again, I just want to share with you, with the audience, basically, really, some of the wonderful things that your ministry, I should say, how your ministry has impacted my life, the life of my family, my kids.
Oh, wow.
And multiple other people over the years that I happen to impact, really, and a lot of it just from listening to your shows over the years.
Wow, Derek, that's quite an honor. So you're saying over the years, when did you first come across Bob and Yurt Live?
Oh, goodness. Actually, it was my wife that turned me on to you. I'm going to say this was back in 1994.
Wow.
We were just married.
The early,
and, actually, what ended up happening was she came to me one day about homeschooling, and we had a couple kids, about two kids at that time, and they were in the public schools, and she said she had heard about it through this guy on TV, who was you, okay, so we started watching. She turned me into started watching, And that's what I had never, up to that point, I had never heard of homeschooling.
Wow. And Derek, we would warn people that the public schools are officially godless. It's not an accusation against them. It's their policy. They are officially godless. I remember we have three boys and a girl in my family. And one of my brothers, his son was going to a public school. And there were really terrible things going on the bus. So he went to the school to ask if something could be done. And they thought he was the problem. They thought he was the problem. So our family learned early and quickly that the public schools, not just from that, but the public schools are dangerous. And they are officially godless. And if you have children, then God expects you to raise them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. And by, if Jewish families 2,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago, if they would take their children, their precious children, and give them to the Philistines to educate. Imagine that. Imagine in King David's time taking the children of the Jewish families and giving them to the pagan Philistines every morning and say, here, teach our kids all day. And then you get them back at night.
Yeah.
Well, 12 years later, your kids are going to be basket cases. They're going to be immoral. They're going to be wicked. And so anyway, the schools are officially godless. So your wife, wow, she told you about homeschooling and you tuned into the show. What happened?
Well, once I started watching, initially, again, like I told you, I had never heard of homeschooling up to that point. And so initially I wasn't for it. I was like, I'm not taking the kids out of school to, you know, I mean, who's going to teach them and blah, 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 you know? Right. Well, somewhere along that line, we joined a church here locally, White Dove Fellowship.
White Dove, Pastor Michael Mille.
Pastor Mike Mille.
He's the best.
And, so we started attending that church, and which I'm still, to this day, we are affiliated members with White Dove Fellowship Church.
I was invited to preach at that church back many years ago. I don't know if you were there.
I was there.
You were there that day.
I was there on the front row.
Wow. And my wife, and she's such an introvert.
You visited our church, and you visited his good friend, Jonas Robertson.
Jonas Robertson.
His church, Abundant Life.
And the liberals were, I don't know, suing Jonas or something because he just built a big church.
Yeah.
And up on the top corner of this huge wall, the outside wall of the church, he had the name Jesus. That was it.
Yeah.
Not the name of the church, just Jesus. And it wasn't oversized. It was just perfect. It was like a postage stamp on this huge wall. And they insisted that sign was going to come down. And Jonas had everybody saying, Jesus is not coming down. Jesus is not coming down.
Matter of fact, what they were saying about that sign was, you ready for this?
What?
It was too bright.
It was too bright.
It was too bright.
Hey, the Lord is the light of the world.
Because the sign was over an overpass coming down off a roadway here, and the sign was up high.
Yeah.
And people coming over the overpass to see the sign, and the complaint was that it was too bright.
You know, Derek, I want to hear about your kids and how that happened, but just real quickly. You're from New Orleans. Cheryl and I went down there. My wife is such an introvert. After I preached the sermon, Pastor Mike asked Cheryl to come up with me and that we would pray for the members of the church. My wife was petrified, you know, but it was really great. We had a wonderful time. But Jonas, we would go witnessing and rescuing at abortion mills.
Yeah.
And Jonas is in the French Quarter at night, and there is a homosexual bar, and he's out front, and he is sharing the gospel. And some guy comes out from the kitchen with a hose, and it's real cold out. And he turns the kitchen hose on, and he's spraying Jonas head to toe, which that's an assault. You're not allowed to do that.
Right.
But Jonas is just there preaching through the water, squirting in his mouth. He's preaching, trying to save these homosexuals. And some homo comes out of the bar and hauls off, blindsides Jonas, and punches him right in the face. And Jonas, he's a man's man. Would you agree?
Oh yeah. He's a big man.
He's a man's man. Jonas is seeing stars, and he's thinking, there's no way I'm going to go down from a punch from a homosexual. There's just no way. So anyway, that was just another great. What a wonderful community of Christians you guys have there in New Orleans. So what happened with your kids?
Well, again, I have a stepdaughter, and when she was at the time was in the third grade, so she came out first, okay, and you took her out to public school after her third grade year. My oldest son. Never went to a public school a day in his life.
Oh, wow.
Okay, and then we ultimately raised five kids, okay, and all four of them up to this point all graduated. Most recently, we graduated the fourth child. His name is Myron, and he graduated last year. Actually, we're co-op with White Dove Fellowship. It has a homeschool co-op.
Yeah, yeah.
And the ceremony was done there at the church. It was him.
We do the same thing, Derek.
Four or five of the graduates.
Hey, Derek, at Denver Bible Church, we have a homeschool co-op. And
okay, great.
Our kids have participated.
It's a big help. Homeschooling, look, it can be a very overwhelming, very challenging thing to do.
And it's also a blessing. Hey, Derek, somebody asked me just, I mentioned this at church Sunday morning. I think it was on Friday. Somebody asked me, Bob, of the hundreds of families over the years who've said because of this talk show, they pulled their kids out of public school, they homeschooled their kids. How many have said, we wish we never had done it? And I thought about it for a minute, and I said, zero. Everyone said it was the greatest decision as Christians, the greatest decision we could make was to homeschool our children.
Yeah.
So
I agree.
So you had your fourth one graduate.
Yeah, there were challenges along the way, but
yeah. Oh yeah.
I wouldn't take it back for nothing in the world. Like you said, the best thing we ever did for our kids was to take them out of public school,
amen.
And they were generally happier.
They were happier. How about the fifth one? How about the fifth one?
All right, now number five, coming down the pipe, his name is Spencer. We had to put him in a private Christian academy. Okay, the name of that is Word of Life Christian Academy. It's right here, actually not far from the church that we go to, White Dove. And we had to put him in there because he was a challenge. He was a handful, trying to keep him focused. Okay?
Sure.
So, yeah. So we made a decision to put him in a Christian school, Christian Academy.
Yeah.
And that was just as of like last year. So he's got like one more year. Let's see. He has he went there, but he's in 10th grade.
Well, Derek, praise the Lord that you guys, your kids, you have a testimony that you could share and encourage others to homeschool. Let me ask you this. How about others? You said that you, your wife, and your kids and others, I'm curious about the effect of this show on others that you're referring to.
Oh, okay. Well, let me just hold that.
Hate to put you on the spot.
I just want to share with you. Actually, I called into your show about this. I'm going to say in 1998. There was at the time I was a college cop at Xavier University. Okay, this is a historically black university here in New Orleans, and at the time they had a citywide spelling bee going on there. Okay, and so. And they had maybe thousands of kids from all over the city that participated in that particular spelling bee. And so after it was over, I went to meet the kid that actually won it, okay? So by the time I found him, come to find out, he was homeschooled.
Oh, wow.
And he was the only homeschool kid
who entered, and he won the spelling bee Xavier University.
And the people... As a matter of fact, how I found out he was homeschooled, because there was one of the little janitor guys or engineers or whoever he was at the time, he was coming out of the auditorium, he was shaking his head. He was like, homeschooled? He's homeschooled.
I was like, who won?
What the guy said? He said, the kid that won it, was homeschooled. He was in total shock.
Right. It has been a culture shock. But homeschoolers, they do so much better on academic standardized tests than public schoolers. Dramatically better. Not 2%, but dramatically better.
So you called in,
and that probably encouraged other people who probably heard your call.
Yeah,
and they said, we're going to homeschool.
His mom called in when I called into the show and shared that with you, his mom called in right about the end of the show.
Oh, my. And, the same program. Wow, isn't that cool?
Yeah, same program.
You know,
and
Derek.
She called in. And come to find out, that kid who won it went on to National Spelling Bee in Washington, D.C.
Oh, wow. That's a great testimony. And, Derek, back then we were on TV in 80 cities, you know, but we've been on just one radio station. But thanks to the Internet, we reach an audience around the country. We went to Montana, Bozeman, last weekend for a creation conference put out by Henry Morris's group. And there was an old earth geologist there. And so he asked an old earth question. In other words, he doesn't take Genesis literally. And so I went up to him afterward and I said, hi, could I introduce myself? I'm Bob Enyart. I do a radio program in Denver. And he said, oh, I know, Science Radio. I know your show. And so he has a website called geochristian.com. Okay. And so he's doing a review of that conference, and we're going to review his review. But so we could go, you know, 10 hours away and go to a conference and find people, believers, unbelievers, who have been impacted by the 25 years of this ministry. We're almost out of time. We want to try to get another call. Anything else you could share with us? These testimonies are encouraging.
Oh yeah. One other thing. This was a couple years ago. I actually called into the show again. This was involving an employee of mine who was a homosexual lesbian. Mm. Okay, and I had God gave me the opportunity to witness to her, okay?
Praise
and
the Lord.
And really at the time, she's a co-worker of mine, so I was taking a huge risk by witnessing to her.
Oh, yeah, she could sue you, right? She could make a federal case out of it.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. But I felt that God had my back on it, okay? And I witnessed to her with absolutely no fear that I was going to lose my job or
yeah.
get fired or, or anything like that. And I just trusted God, and I witnessed to her for several weeks. And well, she got saved, okay? And
wow.
make a long story short, she came to the Lord, had a lot of people praying, and she got, not only did the same day she got saved, God delivered her from
wow.
homosexuality.
Wow, that's
the same
just
day.
Thrilling.
She told me the very next day when I saw her, she said, I have no desire to do that again.
Derek, we've had so many homosexuals who you'd think they would hate us. Well, they say they do to start with. And then they come to the Lord and they leave that lifestyle. Then they get married and they homeschool their kids. And then they're pro-life
wow.
activists.
Wow. Wow. That's a similar thing would happen to her after she got saved. Then, of course, while she was still living with this other lesbian girl, and well, you know, she needed to get out of that situation of living with her. And they had bought a condo together and all, and that actually, I called into the show because I was seeking advice for her, and you gave me some advice on what to tell her, things like that, and well, she eventually it took a while, but she detangled. She was able to.
So you called the show. Could you give us her first name? I'm trying to recall this. It's vaguely coming back.
Yeah. Her name is Ruth. Her real name is Emma.
Okay? Wow. Okay.
And I think that's the name that we used on the show.
At the time.
And that was the protector
you know,
at that
this
time.
This is coming back to my recollection. Didn't she watch one of our videos?
Yeah, she you gave me a copy of the video called Terry's Call.
And, if you have a homosexual in your family, you should let them watch Terry's Call, our DVD. You can download it, Blu-ray, DVD.
Yeah.
Hey, Derek, we got to run. That is such a blessing. If you see Ruth/Emma, would you tell her we said hi and we love her?
I absolutely will.
All right. And please tell Pastor Mike, too, if you see him.
I will certainly tell him.
And Jonas, that Jesus
Sunday,
is not coming down. All right. Thank you, Derek. God bless you. What a neat call. Boy, we should ask for put out our phone number more often. Okay, Warsaw, Indiana. This lady from Canada calls in. She's drunk. And Tommy from Warsaw, Indiana, says that just because she's drunk doesn't mean she can't be helped. Tommy, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Yeah, hi, Bob.
So what's up, sir?
Well, I'm doing a little bit of painting at the restaurant here.
Yeah. So what's up? We just had a gal from Canada call in, and she's drunk while she's listening to the show. And the call screener said that you had a comment about when you listened to the show 20 years ago. I'm curious about that.
Yeah, well, 20 years ago, I was sitting in my living room drinking. I was high. I was flipping back and forth on the TV. And, of course, you know, Jerry Springer was on at that time. And then you had Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, man, you were watching those shows?
Yeah, I was watching those shows, but, you know, commercials would come on, so I would flip through, and I would come on, you know, to 46. It was kind of halfway between both of those channels. And I would tune into your show on occasions, you know, during those commercial breaks, and that's kind of the first time I encountered Bob Enyart live, and
wow,
it was interesting.
What an honor. We only have 20 seconds left. I feel bad. I feel like we need to talk more. Maybe we could call you back another time, Tommy. So we're obviously, you're tuning in 20 years later. This effort has made an impact on a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, let me ask you, Tommy, do you guys have kids? Do they go to public school?
No, they go to a Christian school.
All right, Tommy, praise the Lord. Hey, I feel terrible we're out of time, but we got to go.
Okay.
So thank you. God bless you. Tommy from Warsaw, Indiana, and Derek from New Orleans. And some gal from Canada, we have no idea who she is, but she's drunk. She's one of the beautiful people. So pray for her. And hey, kgov.com. God bless.